what's the correct concept or definition of riba? And is there any specific transaction which is happening nowadays in the present day financial institutions that will definitely come under the concept of riba?
The definition of riba is that, first of all, people in various phases of Islamic history have been trying to define riba as such, but they always land into difficulties because things they include in riba are so many and so of such various, belonging to such variety of things, that it's difficult to find one single definition. But I have found one definition in the words of Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a very simple saying or observation, but very profound in wisdom. Once somebody asked him about riba, why should we not indulge in riba? He said, does your money give birth to children? Now, this is a simple answer question which resolved a very profound question of the understanding of riba and why it is forbidden as far as I am concerned. You see, money, according to this, is a neutral value. It cannot multiply by itself. It's only an instrument which, if wedded to a capable person, would reproduce, not by itself. If wedded to an incapable person, it may begin to reduce rather than multiplying itself. So money is only an instrument. It is the human values which are important, which are necessary for economic growth. So if you lend money to somebody, such a person may be a simple person who may begin to lose money. On top of that, add the interest, what would happen to him? Now, lack of consideration for this has resulted into subjugation of large continents to rich people in the world, to rich countries of the world. Look at South America. Almost all the countries of South America are in debt so deep that if they sell the entire property and everything they own, still they cannot pay the debts in full, and they will continue forever to service the debts. That's all they can. And even that is not now possible. So that shows that there is something deeply wrong in expecting money to always grow. In some people, it may grow. In the hands of some people, it may grow. In the hands of some others, it may diminish. So the emphasis in the Holy Quran and also in the sayings of Rasulullah sallam is on trade, sharing of trade, sharing of values. If somebody has money, he has a right to share that money with somebody, and on the understanding that if you profit from this, you share the profit with me. If you go into loss, I'll share the loss. This is a correct natural attitude. And if this attitude were adopted today by the modern governments, I think a lot of misery you see today in the world would not be there. Thank you.